This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. There is a lot on the line for the future of biofuels, as United States farmers are hopeful that demand for biofuels continues to climb, with U.S. crops helping to provide the feedstock to help power U.S. trucks and cars. However, one of the issues standing in the way of increased demand for U.S. crops used in biofuels is the import of used cooking oil that is also used in biofuels and eligible for a tax credit. United States Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, says that the benefits of biofuels are clear for both consumers and producers.
Because it creates new markets for Iowa's corn and soybeans. Biofuels are also cleaner for the environment and definitely help reduce our dependence upon foreign energy. In addition to corn and soybeans, used cooking oil is another feedstock for biodiesel production. Used cooking oil imports have recently flooded into the United States.
Grassley says he is leading an effort alongside Senator Roger Marshall, Republican from Kansas, to verify that used cooking oil imports are legitimate.
My colleagues and I are asking the responsible agencies to verify that these imports and make sure that they're legitimate. In other words, to make sure that it's actually used cooking oil.
You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. It is time now for our featured content from BEX.
Another oddity in the 2024 growing season, rootworm larvae hatch has begun earlier than normal, according to Lee Koenigsfeld, outstanding Northeast Iowa area agronomist with our friends at BEX.
What we have to remember is that GDU calculation as far as when hatch begins starts at January 1. So we got to go back and think through the past 6 months here, and we were very, very mild temperature-wise in February and March, and you know, started to warm up there. And base temperature is 52 degrees for bottom end temperature for calculate that. So you know, we started accumulating those hatch GDUs a lot sooner than what we got corn in the ground for the most part of Iowa for sure. So hatch here is probably for the most part over halfway done as far as getting those larvae hatched out. So the time to start scouting and looking and seeing what we have for pressure has started and is upon us.
He says you can find more information in the Practical Farm Research Guide at BexHybrids.com.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.